Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
To your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's right. If you're part of the solution, you can make a difference. You can change the world. Like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly, I mean that sincerely. Be part of the solution. That way there, again, if you're on this, if you're paying attention, if you're getting informed, it's all good. Oh, I hate to use that term, but it is all good, right? And again, if you have that info you need, if you're up on the current topics, you know what's going on around you, then you can make changes. And you can make changes for the good. You can make changes for the better, right? All right, anyhow. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-55. God bless America. This is why I hate computers. I have to learn how to dance with all this stuff, right? Because nobody... All right, let's try this again. You know, when you're like me, you're dependent on these things. You have them all up on the screen at one time, and then the screen says, look, I'm going to go on vacation. Right? At that point, you're done. MSNBC host says, we've got to stop separating the GOP and the right-wing extremists. You see, they're the ones laying all this stuff out. They're the ones pushing the fake narrative. I mean, for all intents and purposes, it's a fake narrative. MSNBC host Tiffany Cross called for people to stop considering the GOP as separate from the right-wing extremists who attempt to attack FBI agents. When did that happen? When did that happen? When did they attempt to attack FBI agents? Filling in on the Read Out show on Monday, Cross spoke with former FBI consultant Clinton Watts on the aftermath of the FBI raid on former Trump, President Trump. Trump and several Republicans have criticized this raid. In response, Watts compared Republican elected officials to terrorists sending out followers to take up violence against institutions. Yeah, this look at this guy's. You can't see it, but his face. Yeah, he's not all there. The hate that these people have for Trump, because he disrupted their flow of cash. He disrupted them. Period. The hate that they have for him. Is they're willing to think about something. The hate that the Democrats have for this country, that they're willing to allow us to go spiral down, go into socialist/communist communities all across the country, to keep our kids dumbed down, to allow fentanyl to be coming in here over the border. Think of the crime and the damage going on in the cities across the country. They can't do anything to show that we're right. It used to be you could work together. You can't work together at all anymore. They will allow nothing to go through that will make a Republican look like they did the right thing. Think of how much hate it takes to do that. On the flip side of that, our founding fathers were willing to give up their lives, their fortunes, their honor, right, to make a difference. Come on, think about that. To make a difference. And yet today, you heard it earlier. You heard it when Kimberly was on. We have to sit there. And we have jobs. We have to worry about our jobs. At least that's what she was saying. And I get it. She's right. People have to eat. But to what end? When do you, I don't want to say throw in the towel. It's not the word I want to use. But when do you finally, you know, throw in the towel on the side of right and go, that's it, we're done? Right? Anyway, this is a version of what's known as mediated terrorism. What fascinating is 10 years ago, we'd be talking about Anwar al-Awlaki. He'd make a pronouncement online. He would designate targets in America. Yeah. Then that's what we're seeing. But totally ignores Democrats calling for violence against Trump supporters. Totally ignores that. Never mentioned it. Right? Never mentioned the fact that the Pelosi, when the statues were being yanked down, when there was violence going on the streets. No, she just said, you know, people can tear down statues, whatever. She didn't care. She didn't care about the violence that was going on with that. The comment by many Dems were, they're mad. They're venting themselves. Right? Cross agreed, Ned, we have to stop separating the GOP and the right-wing extremists because I think you make such a good point. Well, then we have to stop. Then you have to stop separating Democrats from racists. You have to stop separating, you know, the Democrats from hating children. You have to stop separating the Democrats from hating this country, from hating the family. We've got a whole list of things. How conveniently, how quickly they forgot. Who started the KKK? Who keeps systemic racism moving and rolling forward? Very, what I call it, selective recall. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Show City host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. I mean, I really appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, you know, being part of the conversation, part of the solutions, actually. Right? And again, you've got to pay attention to what's going on. In order to fight these things, you have to pay attention. All right, let's go through a couple of things here. I'm just going to touch on this. Duke University, or Duke Energy CEO, said nuclear power will have to be a part of America's net zero future. And he's right. There's no way around it. I love these people so proud of themselves that they bought electric cars and their carbon footprint is so much smaller and blah, 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 blah. And they don't really understand. They don't know what it takes. They really don't know what it takes to charge those cars that they've got. Which is really sad. You'd think they'd have a bit of brain power to know what's going on. Right? Former IRS whistleblower says the government will target middle class under the new Dems inflation bill. Really a load of crap. Hey, this is coming from him. William Hank, a former Internal Revenue Service lawyer who was forced out after making allegations of internal malfeasance, he said the government will target middle-income Americans with new audits under the Inflation Reduction Act. Now, Hank worked at the IRS for 30 years until departing in 2017. He slammed the IRS and others who have argued additional funding would only result in increased audits for billionaires and corporations. Right? But the act doesn't really do that. It will double the IRS's budget almost. And the idea that they're going to open things up and go after the big billionaires is just a line of crap. This is according to him. They're going to give themselves bonuses, promotions, and really nice conferences. The big corporations and billionaires are probably sitting back laughing right now. Because we know again it won't happen. Hank added that he thought it was insane to double the agency's budget. The IRS will probably target businesses that don't have enough money to push back. Americans with an annual income of less than $75,000 would be subject to nearly 711,000 new IRS audits under the legislation. Right, by comparison, individuals making more than $500,000 would receive about 95,000 additional audits as a result of the Inflation Reduction Act. Now, IRS Commissioner Charles Rettig, he says the reports of the new audits, no, they'll remain the same. The bill was absolutely not about increasing audit scrutiny on small businesses or middle-income Americans. Right? I mean, the White House Press Secretary, Jean Pierre, told reporters last week there'd be no audits. I mean, seriously, what if these people told us it had been true? You know, I've been remiss. Today is the anniversary of leaving Afghanistan. We lost 13 lives that day. 13 lives. And I love these people who say, well, you know, Trump started bad. Trump was going to pull out. Why are you trying his case? Because he was going to pull out. Yeah, no. Trump was going to pull out. Trump didn't want to be in Afghanistan anymore. You're right. The difference was he would have pulled the $80 billion in equipment back, and or he would have trained them how to use it there, or some of them. He would not have just left all those people hanging that helped us out. Wouldn't happen. But they don't want to hear any of that. They won't talk about any of that. Even if people close to Joey B, who have already talked about him, said he screwed up. Really? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I mean, unless you're a really hardcore Democrat who doesn't want to hear anything, right, seriously, how can you not look at this raid and other things that have gone down and not say, oh my God, why are they doing this? I want to win right. I want to win properly. I don't want to win because I cheated or played a game or anything along those kind of things. I want to win because I worked hard. You know, I put the work in, and people felt like I was the right guy to vote for. Anyway, there'll be considerable, according to the whistleblower, initiative to basically to shake down taxpayers, and the advantage the IRS has is they basically have limited resources and no accountability. Absolutely none, really. The taxpayer has to weigh the cost of accountants, tax lawyers, fighting in tax court. I mean, really, give it some thought. New hires at the IRS will also be assigned simpler cases, right? Meaning, they're going to start with small businesses. If you own a roofing company, you better count on getting out of it because that's what they're doing. They're going to be going after your car dealerships, roofing companies. And if you think about it, he's observed the IRS agents specifically targeting elderly taxpayers, some of whom were World War II veterans, because they could easily be forced into settlements. He said, I protested both internally and externally, but I was ignored. They didn't care what I had to say. In their last days on Earth, these taxpayers were being bullied by some government they had fought for as young men, and no one seemed to care. No one was willing to stick up for them. The agency has basically doubled in size. Why? Right? In 2013, Hank told Washington Post that the IRS team he was assigned to advise on legal matters, they were told by senior officials to stand down while investigating a paper company that took advantage of the biofuel tax credit. Hank believed that the credit was taxable. He said the company didn't list the credit as taxable income. So, he's looking at these large companies. Now, other paper companies quickly filed refund claims after the IRS backed out from its investigation. As a result, the federal government paid paper companies over $8 billion in 2009 amid the financial crisis. Right? Because they found a tax loophole that really they shouldn't have had. Did you find that interesting? Amazing? The IRS then opened an investigation into Hank for allegedly revealing sensitive information when he spoke with the media in 2013. And then what did they do? They terminated him. 4 years. Took 4 years to get him out. Unreal. Yep, that's why people won't speak up, but we have to. You got to take the beating. You got to speak up. Joe Mazzino, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's a script.
Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Justice Department says releasing the affidavit justifying the search on former President Trump's Florida estate will harm its ongoing criminal investigation. It also says that there are also matters of security involved, so it's opposing the release of the document. Several media outlets are asking that the affidavit be unsealed, along with all documents related to the search warrant. The Justice Department did not oppose unsealing the warrant itself. That happened on Friday, when it was revealed that Trump was under investigation for violating laws governing records and a provision of the Espionage Act. An Iranian official has denied his country's involvement in the stabbing of author Salman Rushdie. A death edict issued by Iran's supreme leader in 1989 still stands over how the Prophet Muhammad was depicted in Rushdie's novel, The Satanic Verses. His agent says that he's on the road to recovery. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Oh, we are back. Trump is your host. It is truly always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us, that you are on the air with us, that you are paying attention very much. And I thank you. I thank you for taking the time to be with me. I know there's a whole bunch of other things I'd rather be doing sometimes. A whole bunch of things you'd rather be doing. But you're hanging out with me, and I appreciate that a lot more than you can imagine. So, I love this. We were talking earlier about MSNBC host. Remember her? She started talking about how we had to stop separating the GOP right-wing extremists. And somebody took exception with me, and they didn't get nasty, but they took exception with me calling the Dems out on the KKK and so much more. And I would just say to you, do your own homework, and not through CNN or anywhere else, do your own homework. Right? Go look and see who started the KKK. Who's promoted? Who's brought it back to life on several occasions? What are Republicans? Go look at who wanted to give the women the right to vote. Go look at who wanted to free the slaves. It wasn't the Democrats. I mean, I say that in such a fact. I want you to understand, this is not made up stuff pulled out of thin air. These are real facts. The Dems have had a history of this, not the Republicans. And the problem is that we've dumbed down education so much that the kids really, they really don't know this. And it's not their fault, it's our fault. Really. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to chime in. But I look at that stuff, and again, it's because we haven't taught our kids properly. It's because we haven't done the right thing for them, through them, for them, whatever. You know, some of my buddies, and it is so true. They all kind of said, you know, it's like, how did our kids get the way they are now? How is it that they're at a point where they truly believe that you can be whatever you want to be, whenever you want to be, however you want to be? Science really doesn't matter except when they want it to matter. And in the areas they think it ought to matter. I know some of it sounds crazy, but, you know, hear me out and listen. This really is craziness. When you really get down to the brass tacks of what these people believe or what they want you to believe, it's nuts. You know, they talk about abortion and we're forcing abortion on people. Well, you're not allowing them to consider adoption. There's so much you're not allowing. Is that okay? You're not allowing, you're protecting a woman's reproductive rights, but yet their rights to stay alive, their rights to carry a gun or not carry a gun, no, that's something different. You don't think they should be allowed to do that. I love it. Right? You talk about making a choice. I love this whole thing that you're going to force abortions in some areas. That adoption is going to be made almost illegal. You look at Whitmer, what she recently did, where she vetoed a bill where she would have money to help a woman who decided to have her child or put the baby up for adoption, but wanted to allocate more money for abortions. And yet you tell me you're totally for a woman's rights. So if the woman chooses an adoption, you're not going to help her. So you're not so much for the rights. If the woman decides to keep the child and she wants a little government aid to get started, you're not for those kind of rights. And you see it over and over and over again. You talk about the woman of color, right? People of color, and you want to stick up for people, especially women, but not conservative women. They're not worthy of you. So you are hypocrites. You are hypocritical. You should just be honest. We will support what people think like we do. That's the way you should couch your argument, because it's true. Now, here's I don't know if it's a male or female, but here is a person who is very upset that Roe v. Wade was overturned, thinking now that they can't get an abortion, although I don't think this person can get an abortion anyway. And this shows you how uninformed they are. Period. Take a listen. And a watch, if you can. If you will.
Attention all women in the world. We are going to be protesting the overturning of Roe v. Wade. For the last time, stop exclusively referencing women when talking about the human rights violations that the overturning of Roe v. Wade commits. Because it is not just cis women that are affected by this. Trans men with uteruses, non-binary people with uteruses.
Trans men, non-binary. So why don't you make it easy on everybody? How about just people with uteruses? Right? What do you think? Instead of just keeping confusing yourself and others.
And intersex people with uteruses are all affected by this too. And if you are only talking about the human rights violations against women in regards to this issue, and you aren't even mad that it does to all these other people that it affects, get the f*** out. If I see one more damn person call this a women's rights issue without even mentioning the fact that it's also a trans rights issue, a non-binary rights issue, and an intersex rights issue, I'm going to be blocking the fuck away.
I'm not worried about you blocking this person, whoever you are. But don't you love this? Right? All these human rights issues, it's a human right, except for the human in your body, that doesn't count. Right, but again, here we go. You can't make up your own mind about any of this stuff. Yeah. So here's what I don't understand. Help me out, because I'm the crazy old white guy, right? You, gay, lesbian, transgender, and bisexual. you have to eliminate bisexual. Because it specifically calls it out as somebody who identifies, but is attracted to the other two sexes, either of the two. It's not identified as one that has who wants to have a sex with cisgen, non-binary, male, female. I'm not going to go through the 79 layers. But your own terminology contradicts itself. It's hilarious. And not that this person expects to change anybody's mind. Again, we'll just take a minute to listen.
Attention, all women in the world, we are going to be protesting the overturn.
Now, notice that this person said, all women in the world, and we're going to be protesting. And to show you that this is a true illness, listen to how he goes on to say, stop saying it's for women.
For the last time, stop exclusively referencing women when talking about the human rights violations.
Didn't they just do that? So I said, there's a sickness there. They're so self-unaware, they don't even see what they're doing themselves. With themselves, to themselves, whatever themselves. I find all of this just so, I do find it amusing. I'm sorry, I'm a sick person. I find it also amusing. And it's like I said to you earlier, or I've said a million times, these people really believe, they really truly believe that the bulk of the majority is with them. Now, for years, the bulk of the majority didn't want to cause them any trouble. The bulk of the majority wanted them to enjoy their time, and whatever they wanted to be, they could be, and just leave us alone. The problem was, they never just left us alone. Right now, they're telling us how, who we have to accept, how we have to accept, how we have to act, how we have to speak. But we're the fascists. See what education did to your children? Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. I'm Joe McCain, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Will you please? No, seriously. Get informed. You know, when you talk about some of the things that are going on right now, and your friends on the left will say to you, you know, when it comes to the FBI issue, you're putting them down. How dare you? Ask them, say, look, you do know, you have been keeping up with, you do understand that they openly admitted to helping, you know, perpetuate the Russian collusion hoax. They spied on law-abiding Americans. They lied to the FISA court. They ignored Hillary's escapades on her server. They've ignored the Biden family criminal activity, Hunter Biden, even... I'm telling you, even CNN, MSNBC has spoken up and said there's a problem here. Right? They persecuted the journalists of Project Veritas when in reality, they caught some pretty serious crimes on film, on video. FBI didn't care about that. They didn't check any of it out. They treat the January 6th trespassers like terrorists and yet do nothing to the Antifa and Black Lives Matter. They did nothing to the protesters outside of the justices' homes. And then they went after the PTA moms. What a bunch of cowards. And then they say no one is above the law, right? Well, that's except the Bidens, the Clintons, millions of illegal immigrants, domestic terrorist groups, sexual abusers we don't prosecute, crazy shooters we know about beforehand. All this stuff gets to go away. Where's the information on the Epstein's pals? No one's above the law, right? I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. They're above the law. Let's just not jerk around with this. They are above the law. Or at least, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. I know, because some of you will shoot off at me and they'll stop typing. They're not above the law. They believe themselves. I've always said the same thing. They believe themselves to be above the law. They believe themselves to be the gods of Mount Olympus at this point. You know, think about this. In 100 years, we've gone from teaching Latin and Greek in high school to teaching remedial English in college. What the heck has happened to us? This is nuts. It's got to change. So we've been experiencing very, 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 very high heat. Right? And everybody was screaming, you know, about how things have changed. But I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, but I am going to read a portion of it. Right? We keep screaming about how hot it was. But in 1954, you remember, we've been talking about this for a relatively short period of time when you talk about the life of the earth, if you would. The summer of 1954. And somebody pointed out to me, by the way, before I get rolling, and scientists believe this as well, there is not one less drop of water today. If you understand how the system works, we are a closed system. If you understand how the system works, there is not one drop less today of water than there was when the earth was created in the beginning. Not one. If you understand how it works, not one. The summer of 1954 will be remembered for the scalding heat. Ready for this one? Reaching a high of 122 degrees on July 14th in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Now, the heat lasted 52 days, beginning in the mid-June. Continued through August 7th, 45 days, the mercury indicated over 100 degrees or better. 25 of those days, mercury broke 105. Temperature recordings were collected from daily newspaper reports for the Pittsburgh Headlight. Right? The reason it suffered 11 days of 110 degrees or better. Three of those days, they received national recognition for leading the country and being the hottest spot in America. That summer of 54, it was a result of a heavy mass of hot, dry air settling over much of the Midwest. Like right now, my understanding has nothing to do with climate going, freezing, changing something or other. The jet stream is stalled. Just stalled. Like it does from time to time. Sometimes the jet stream moves down. Sometimes it moves up. Totally changing the temperature. Now, the air's origin was from Arizona and New Mexico. The brutal heat, extreme drought conditions continued because it's, you know, it just was hot. And it refused to budge. Right? The heat wave of 54 coupled with a drought of almost 3 years caused some real problems. The 418 Kansas communities with municipal water supplies had a problem. They had to impose some sort of restrictions on water. right? And the Board of Health got involved. The shortage of water the cities and towns experienced, it was largely due to the lack of wells. The scant supply of distribution facilities and insufficient amount of surface water, the lack of wells and lack of distribution facilities, which just, you know, causes of being short-sighted in the day. Because in 1950, the demand for water had increased. In 1930, let me see, I forgot this right, I won't screw it up. Water use averaged 50 to 60 gallons a day per person per day. By 1950, a resident of Kansas used a daily average of about 130 gallons of water. And the heat and drought conditions pumped that up. You can only imagine, right? Demand for water reached record levels. Capacity of three deep wells was a little over 3 million gallons. The superintendent of the water company in Pittsburgh, Oscar Gamble, he said they were consuming 60 to, was that, they consumed over 60,120,000 gallons of water during the period from July 1st through July 18th. Well over what they could supply, or should have been supplying. Right, the heat began to take a toll on the elderly, other people in town for 2 days, July 14th and 15th. You know, they had eight deaths in a small little town. You know, they had fires that were just ravaging the place. Was this because of global cooling, warming, heating? I'm not trying to be flippant about it. But remember, we've been told that we have never seen temperatures like this. We were told in the 60s that the Earth, I mean, it would be gone in 12 months. We were told that basically, you know, a third, no, I'm serious, go look it up yourself. I've done several stories on it. A third of the Earth's population would be gone. The other third would be starving, would be suffering from a lack of food. Yet we have one of the most obese generations we've had in history. And you know what's really funny? To show you how whack these people are, they're blaming our obesity on climate change. When they started this thing in the 60s and the 70s, they said that, I love this, they said that we were going to be suffering from lack of food, food depravity. People would be dying because they're going to be malnutritioned. Hello? Now, across the state line in Missouri, Joplin seemed to be a few degrees cooler. The heat wave only reached 113 there. The Empire District Electric Company, a record electoral output, reached over 2 million kilowatt hours during a 24-hour period. Merchants were selling plastic wading pools for $2.98 and 50-gallon pools for $9.98. I love it. I would buy these swimsuits and lawn chairs. I'd just jump in naked. Well, you keep everybody else out that way. They were selling us, like, they were selling out of everything, right? Many people went to, check this out, movie theaters and small malls to cool down. It was hot. And you know what? It's going to be hot again. We're going to have these issues again. We're going to have these times again. I'm just amazed. Anyways, you always see your host. God bless. Thanks for listening. I don't know if I listened to me this long, but thanks for listening. Appreciate your time with me. Always a pleasure. We're here every day. I hope you're going to be here with us. Really, seriously. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones all about us. Head up to the website. Click the donate button. Help us out here. Always help us out. I'd help you out. Anyway, God bless. Have a great rest of the day.